Welcome to syndicatednews.net, and tonight we're interviewing Captain Dom and Yvonne Odario. They're undersea explorers, and they have three lovely products for you for this holiday season. Book number one, Treasure Diving with Captain Dom, and the website for that book is www.adventureindiscovery.com. The email is info@adventureindiscovery.com. Then we have book number two. That's A Guide to Responsible Undersea Exploration. The email is info@adventureindiscovery.com. We're going to talk about coins. And the website would be www.jupitercoins.com. And the email for the coins is very special, so get your pencils out and write this down. CaptainDom@JupiterCoins.com, and I'm going to spell that for you. CaptainDom at JupiterCoins.com. So we're inviting Captain Dom and Yvonne Odario. Are you with us tonight?
Yes, hi, Ruthie. Thanks for inviting us.
Treasure Diving with Captain Dom. Yvonne, do you want to take us through that book?
Sure will. It's a young adult's book written, the story is about Captain Dom, my husband, and the Jupiter shipwreck story, and how they came about finding the shipwreck, what's involved with finding it, the tools you need, the artifacts you find, and how you clean it, and can you keep it, and all those questions that people ask about finding a treasure ship, and what do you do once you find it, is in this book. It has a easy-to-understand language in it with a glossary in the back. It has full color photographs all throughout the book. It's about 8.5 by 8.5 and 64 pages, and it's full of loaded with information in it.
I've always wanted to know what I would do if I were diving and I came across sunken treasure. Don't I have to report that?
Well, yes, you do. You're supposed to do that. Now, if you don't, of course, you become a pirate. But the laws are in the state of Florida, and this is where the shipwreck is, off the shores of Jupiter, Florida, that once you find something like this, for instance, I'll tell a little bit of the story. Two surfers fell off the surfboard, saw a cannon and anchor in only 10 feet of water. They reported it to the lifeguard, who then reported to Captain Dom. At that point, they realized they had something that might be significant. They contacted an archaeologist, and from the details off the cannon, they found out that it was indeed a special cannon that came off a special ship that might really have some treasure on it. So they had to report this to the state, and they wanted to go do the right thing, find these artifacts and possibly give it to the museum or whatever the protocol calls for to do. And by doing this, they found out that they had to place a claim on the wreck. And at the time, no one but Captain Dom was able to do this. It cost a lot of money, time, a lot of family issues and such, but he fought for the right to get to have this shipwreck and had taken the state of Florida to court, and the federal government granted him the rights to have it. Then after that point, they formed a company, and three of them then made Jupiter Wreck Inc., what it is today, and we are still recovering it since 1987, when it was discovered.
Actually, when we reported it to the state told us that they already knew about something being out there and that they really didn't want us to have anything to do with it. At that particular point, I took it upon myself to call up an attorney because I did not think that that would protect the resource that we had found. And he told me that we should put a claim in federal court on the shipwreck site using salvage law. And I went down to the courts under the instruction of the attorney, and the claim was placed on the abandoned vessel. And thus, the federal courts of the United States awarded us the shipwreck rights based on our desire to protect its interests.
Good for you. Good for you. Excellent. That's excellent. And let's talk about A Guide to Responsible Undersea Exploration. Whose book is that? Who wrote that?
That's a book my wife convinced me that I should write.
She's absolutely right.
The Guide to Responsible Undersea Exploration basically is an adult version that tries to broach the topic of what should a snorkeler or a skin diver or scuba diver do if he encounters what some people call a random find. And that being that if you're swimming along in the water and all of a sudden you happen across a golden crucifix like they do in the movies. Now, some people within the archaeological community preach a look, don't touch philosophy, i.e., that if you don't really understand the environment that you're observing, you're better off not disturbing it. And that there's some credence to that. But in reality, if you were swimming along and you saw a golden crucifix, it would be highly unlikely that you'd look and not try to touch it. This book, The Guide Responsible Undersea Exploration, tries to explain the practical steps one should follow if they encounter something while swimming or snorkeling or scuba diving that's of value. Number one, if they don't bring it up with them, say it's large, like an ingot of silver or gold, this book tries to explain to them at least how to go back and find that spot again in the future. We can't tell you how many people have come to us and told us about a good example.
I'd like to know, if I'm diving and I come across a gold cross or some coins, can I pick them up? Is that okay?
Well, an underwater archaeologist would tell you to leave it there.
Okay. What would you tell me? What would Captain Dom tell me?
Captain Dom thinks you would probably do, if you saw something of value, is you would probably pick it up.
I would take it with me.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's human nature. Most people that have fingers and toes and are swimming and breathing are human.
Well, this recently happened, too, where a local businessman with his son was snorkeling over our wreck, found a coin, couldn't sleep all night because he had friends telling him that don't report it, keep it, and he couldn't sleep. So he contacted us the following day and reported it to us, and we are going to allow him to keep it after it goes through the jurisdiction with the state.
He was actually diving for lobster with his son.
I understand that perfectly.
And what he wanted to make sure was that he made a good example to his son. He did not want his son to think that he should be stealing or taking something that he knew not to be his.
Captain Dom, if you come across your treasure or anybody else's and you pick up something and put it in your swimming trunks and take off, is that theft?
If it's in the ocean and it is a known cultural resource, a known site, yes, it is.
Because you have laid claim in federal court to this treasure, haven't you?
Well, also the federal courts have awarded it to us, the risk and effort and merit of our efforts to continue the research and recovery of it for 20 years. We spent millions of dollars over the past 20 years to maintain the site.
I did not know that.
And we still have yet to find the rest of the ship yet.
So, but it just so happens that some of these coins work their way to the surface while we're digging these holes. And it's quite possible for the average sport diver or snorkeler to find one of the artifacts. In the case of the son and father, he called me up because he knew, he's seen us on TV and he knew who we were, and reported that he had found the coin and he wanted to make a good example to his son. What I did was said, let's meet at your place of business tomorrow. And I called a press conference, and I had the media come to his place of business, reporting this fine. And then I said to him, let me tell you this, you and your son deserve to keep this coin.
What a lovely thing to say.
I went one step further. I said, it has to go through a reporting process. We just can't helter-skelter give away artifacts because we have to answer to both the federal court and the state of Florida. But at the end of the day, this coin isn't a truly unique, rare item. And after all the coins that we've already given the state of Florida, they should be more pleased with you attempting to do the right thing and teach your son the right thing to do. And had I already published this book, you already knew what to do that I have written about in this book, the right way of handling it, a find such as this, reporting it and trying to have it documented so people can learn from the event.
But not to put it in your swimming trunks and take off and keep your mouth shut. You don't do that, correct?
You shouldn't do that. And most of his friends told him to do that because they thought that, oh, I would just try to take a coin from him. And we did just the opposite. You know, we want to share knowledge, and knowledge is lost if it isn't shared.
What's that coin worth, Captain Dom?
The coin in dollar value was worth hundreds of dollars, but it was priceless to this father and son, because they found treasure. And what's more important, a priceless moment or the dollar value of the coin? you know, I've got thousands of these coins, and I could have taken this coin and put it in my inventory and sold it. If I put it in a piece of jewelry for $500 or $1,000 or $1,500. But to this father and son who found this coin, he found treasure, and that makes it priceless. And by using it as a learning event in the news and in the media of the people shared in this priceless moment, to me, that's important.
So we don't want to just pick up coins in the middle of the ocean, shove them in our pants, and take off. We want to report it properly. And what do we do if we find a coin under sea? What do we do? What is the right thing to do?
First thing we should probably do is go out and get a guide to responsible undersea exploration. Because it outlines, in simple to read adult language, the steps for a person to follow.
Ah.
You may not be able to remove.
They can actually ruin the piece, can't they?
Yes. Yes. You need to have the right equipment.
So to know the right thing to do when you're diving, you must buy a guide to responsible undersea exploration. And you can find that book at www.adventureindiscovery.com.
You can also get it at your local Barnes & Noble, Borders bookstores.
Amazon.com?
Yes, independent booksellers, and dive and nautical shops soon.
But the website where you prefer they buy it would be adventureindiscovery.com. That's your preference. Okay. Okay, now let's talk about coins. JupiterCoins.com. Talk about these coins, because I understand they're unique, each of them, aren't they?
Sure they are. First of all, we found over 15,000 artifacts, mostly silver pieces of eight. They call them reals, and they've gone through their division, and my husband and I now have a certain percentage of them, and we have set up a website and company to be able to sell them to the public, so that they each can have their own piece unique of history.
What's the name of the website?
www.jupitercoins.com.
The sale of the coins helps to subsidize the continuing research and discovery at the shipwreck site. These coins are from the mid-17th century, as our shipwreck appears to have wrecked in 1660. So the coins are either from a Spanish colonial ports of Bolivia, Colombia, Peru, or Mexico. And there were coins from the decade of the 1650s on their way back to the Spains. In the mid-17th century, an Austrian-Swiss family called the Habsburg family controlled the Spanish Empire during this period. These coins are really from the reign of Philip IV.
This is fascinating. Philip IV.
Yes, and they have a very beautiful strike to them. They call it the pillar and wave variety, where it has the pillars of Hercules and the waves of the Atlantic Ocean on it. They're really beautiful, very beautiful coins.
And in my wife's book, Treasure Diving with Captain Dom, she has printed a legend. There's a chapter that explains what all the various markings on the strike of these coins means. My wife mentioned the Pillars of Hercules. There's also a Latin inscription that goes across the middle of the coin, that SVLTRA, meaning plus ultra or and beyond. And the symbolism is the Kingdom of the Spains lays beyond the Pillars of Hercules and the Atlantic Ocean. There are also waves printed on the bottom of the coin.
Now, before finding this treasure, this undersea treasure, what did each of you, what was your field? Because this is amazing that you would have found this. Were you teachers? Were you explorers? I can't imagine you guys spent your lives being underwater explorers. Tell me what you did before you found this treasure.
No, actually, I went to college to become an art educator at the time, but I evolved into actually a graphic artist and then have comprised all my knowledge about publishing books into a publishing company. And so that's my start.
My background, I was actually a school teacher at one point. I'm a Vietnam era veteran. who was lucky enough to go back to school and get a reasonably good education, but I soon went to sea and became a sea captain. Up until finding this shipwreck, going in the water to me meant something fell off the boat.
Well, I'll be.
I managed to settle in this area called Jupiter, where I wanted to get to know my children. And I thought it would be, Jupiter's a beautiful area. It's the beginning of the tropics, as far as the auto club is concerned. And I decided to develop a marine facility where I could run a marine business. And as it turns out, the shipwreck that we happened across was only 2 miles from my marina site.
Can you imagine that's so fortunate.
Well, it's fortunate for us because we had the logistics to actually deal with the fine. If I was a shoe salesman in Iowa, it would be very difficult to support an undersea exploration project in Florida. But having a marina just 2 miles from the site made it a little easier for us.
Excellent. And tell us, if someone is looking for JupiterCoins.com and they want to reach someone and buy a coin. The holidays are upon us, and this is very important. Lots of men and women want to give their lovers, their that person that's most important to them, a coin. They want to buy them a coin. The email to reach you would be CaptainDom@JupiterCoins.com, and this is important enough. Get your pencils. We're going to spell it out. That's CaptainDom@JupiterCoins.com. That would be JupiterCoins.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
That's correct.
And normally we don't give a phone number for the purchase of a book. We only provide the email, which is the same for both books. And the books are, and since they're ready for the holidays, you should write this down, everybody. Treasure Diving with Captain Dom. That's a book written by Yvonne Adario. And the email is the same, info@adventureindiscovery.com. The other book is A Guide to Responsible Undersea Exploration. Same email. info@adventureindiscovery.com. The coins, however, this is important because they're unique and they're expensive. I will say that. And
actually,
yes,
we have some that are relatively reasonably priced.
Ah!
They have been minting coins since almost the beginning of the written word. Some people say...
Now, tell me about the coins. I want people to reach you directly. Now, what I have is CaptainDom@JupiterCoins.com, and that would be CaptainDom@JupiterCoins.com. So tell us again. They should be reaching you directly for the coins, correct?
Yes. What makes our coin special is that the documentation package you can get along with it. When you purchase a coin from us, you can also purchase one of the books and you get a certificate of authenticity. This creates a package.
Oh, yes, for the holiday. Oh, yes. The certificate of authenticity comes with the coin?
Along with the book. We do have coins that are tremendously valuable, but we also have coins that we call genuine specimens, ravaged by time in the sea, in more rare variety. A genuine specimen ravaged by time in the sea with a book for as little as $299 with a certificate of authenticity.
Excellent.
This can be a great family gift because you've got Treasure Diving with Captain Dom, a young adult book, and you've got the Guide to Responsible Undersea Exploration for the adults, for the mom and dad. So they...
Sailors often wore these coins themselves during this period. A sailor would wear a coin around his neck so that if you were injured or maimed in a battle, the doctors could get paid for the service of mending them. A if they were to meet with their end, the coin could be used for their burial at sea. So these coins were nautical talismen even back in the 17th century.
The coins are different. This is a very, very delicate matter. It's really an investment, isn't it?
Yes, because there aren't many shipwrecks still being allowed to be recovered by the government.
Then I think that's separate. The Jupiter coins, that's very special. This is different. Would you be providing a phone number to reach someone to discuss the Jupiter coins?
The phone number is 561-339-6822.
And let's repeat that nice and slow.
That's 561-339-6822.
That's the number to discuss the purchase of a coin. That's highly important. It's not for buying the books. You go right to the website and you buy them right there and you're going to be fine. But to reach Captain Dom directly for the purchase of the coin, that's very important. And let's, nice and slow, let's have that phone number again.
561-339-6822.
Excellent. That's very important because purchasing a coin is an investment, and we're looking at the holidays, so we want to be able to reach Captain Dom directly. Is there any other information you want to share with us about these books
Yes.
or the coins?
Yes. The reason it's good to call us is the coins can vary in their quality, and some of these coin specimens can have three dates on them. So, if you call me, I can discuss the level of quality of coin that you may want for your investment.
It's also, let me make a point here too. We have two different types of coins. We have them set in jewelry and unset.
Oh!
We have two different types of coins that we sell.
Okay.
Unset coins, and there are the set coins in jewelry, such as in silver or gold, some even with gems. Some are for necklaces, rings, keychains.
Brooches and pendants.
And you can see those coins and that jewelry, you can see it on your website?
Yes.
Take a look on our website. There are some that are listed there. We have a variety of far more than that are on there. That's why we recommend you calling us.
Excellent. I found a YouTube video that we're now carrying on www.syndicatednews.net, and that features the jewelry too, doesn't it?
Yes, along with the books as well, and the certificate of authenticity.
So we are carrying the correct video, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to be carrying that through the holidays. For anyone who's curious, we're going to be carrying that YouTube video on syndicatednews.net. And now I'll tell you the best part. If you look at the carousel on syndicatednews.net, you'll notice that I'm on there and it says call such and such number, well, when we're on the air. And we also have Dr. Raymond Chen from our company in China, syndicatednews.com. And we are doing a project now where we're going to be broadcasting everything we broadcast in the United States, we're going to rebroadcast in China. Now you say, what difference will it make? Well, for every American, there are 60 Chinese consumers who buy product who are very interested in anything American. Well, I want to thank you both, Captain Dom and your lovely wife, Yvonne Adario. This is the Adario couple, and they joined us to talk about responsible undersea exploration and treasure diving and coins, Jupiter coins. I can't thank you enough for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We so enjoyed you. We so enjoyed it.